Can you tell me what you're anticipating from your returners and the rotation and looking good?
You know, the guys did a nice job in the preseason, did a real good job during the preseason. Everybody managed the game well, never had a ball on the ground. So I'm pleased with that. And obviously we had some big returns out of some guys. During the game, we'll go in and we'll make a decision here tonight in terms of who's going to do with the returning, that type of stuff. But I feel very pleased with the group that we have, and you're all capable of doing the job.
You'll have Tevin doing kickoffs, or you still?
Who?
Tevin.
We could, yeah. We could. Very good chance of that. Keep asking.
But how is
I love you though. You're good training. You're good, you know what I mean. You keep me ready.
How is he adjusted to that role? You know, because we didn't get a chance to see him too much because of
right.
You know, he didn't get a chance to return.
Well, he ended up getting injured. You know, had the injury, and then once he came back, you know, somebody else is injured. That same old thing that you go through. So we had to leave him alone. But he's always a viable option. Very, very explosive, obviously. I mean, would love to have him in there.
You know Coach Smith really well, obviously. So what are the emotions like coaching against him when he's on the other sideline?
You know, the biggest thing is, as a coach, we've been just focusing in on the process of getting ready to go win the game. It hasn't really gotten, you know, become personal or anything like that. I'll be honest with you, I've been thinking about trying to cover kicks and trying to get a return. You know, and field goal block and field goal protection, but haven't really thought about that part of it.
Who was a couple of the players that stood out to you on special teams in the preseason? Like last year, Justin Hardy was one that stood out.
Right. You know, obviously, I thought McKissick obviously did a very good job. I thought Leroy Reynolds, you know, obviously Weems. Those would be three. Paul Warillo adjusted, I mean, like that, and just embraced it and took off with it. Yeah.
Do you feel like Matt is back where he needs to be? I mean, I know that tightness or whatever he was dealing with kind of slowed him down.
Yeah.
But do you feel like he's all the way back where he needs to be, or is it still kind of a process?
He had a very good day. Very good day yesterday, and then today he had no symptoms of anything. So he feel pleased and happy with where he's at. Yep.
What about these units that they have, the Buccaneers? What would you say?
Obviously, Humphreys, the kid out of Clemson, is a good returner, 73-yard touchdown for a punt return. He did a nice job. Typically, Tampa Bay can run. I mean, that's the one thing their group, those kids have always been able to do down there, and they still do it on film. You can see it now. So, and then them getting Anger as a punter, a very good directional punter. He can place the ball. So we got our work cut out for us. But we're going to stay in the process, and we'll be ready.
I got one more for you. Is it? I know you want to do what's best for the staff, of course, and everything like that, but is it kind of hard not to have McKissick at your disposal after the preseason that he had?
You know, he had a nice preseason, and he put himself in position to give himself an opportunity to be here, and he's here, and I'm glad he's here. And who's to say what happens throughout the course of the year, you know?